Welcome to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Bill Bernard, and we recently sat down with Dr. Lori Goetsch, the Dean of Libraries at Kansas State University. Here is that interview. When I had last talked to you, we were discussing about how you were able to push through everything and still manage to get the first floor opened after the fire that had happened. And I'm curious now that the complications of COVID are a factor, how has that shifted the vision for the library itself, as well as the greater K-State 2025 plan?
Well, you know, we were ready to open the second floor of the library right when the pandemic shutdown happened on March 17th. Mm-hmm. So we weren't able to do that until later in the summer. In the summer, we opened, had the first and second floors open by August 1st. But we had to go around the building and set everything up for social distancing, and which meant shutting down computers, taking out brand new furniture that we had just put in and putting it into storage, and making the first two floors COVID safe. Mm-hmm. Which we did. It took some doing, but we got things separated enough that we could feel comfortable opening, and had sanitation stations and things to wipe tables down with, and all of that. In terms of our future goals and K-State 2025, that's going to be turned into or. There's a new strategic plan that will start, process that will start in the fall. Mm-hmm. And so that will be the responsibility right off the bat of my successor to work on that next phase of the university strategic plan.
So looking to the future, and you mentioned the successor, has there been a successor named yet? And if there hasn't been, what are some of the qualifications as well as some of the duties that this person will have to take on?
There hasn't been anybody selected yet. There's a search process going on campus. I'm not a part of that process, so I don't have a lot of details. I know the committee was meeting today, I believe. And so they are in the process of identifying a new dean of libraries. I think the qualifications are available on the provost website, but, you know, we'll be looking for somebody with good leadership qualities and experience. I think particularly with technology and the digital library, how things have moved from being a sort of print-based and materials-based collection and service to being more of an electronic library.
For sure. And I'm glad that you bring that specific point up, because I remember asking you last time, and I still think it's very important to kind of get the word out there, is for those who do not see like libraries and what they can offer to the community as a necessity, what would you specifically say to those people?
I'd say a couple things. First of all, library as place is still very important, particularly, I think, on a college campus and a university environment. Students need a place to go where they can study and use resources to do what they need to do for their classes. They can't do that easily, particularly the studying part, in their dorm room or in their fraternity or sorority. You know, they like the library because it's a place that they can come and focus on their studies. That being said, besides library being a place, library is also an electronic environment now. A lot of the resources that we make available to students and faculty are resources that they can access from their offices and their homes. So they don't always need to come to the library if it's electronic resources that they're looking for. They can use our website and find hundreds of databases and electronic journals and electronic books that we that we make available.
So a question that I have kind of within the same scope of what the library can offer, what is the library's direction now? Now that everything's been open, like what is, like what's been the reception of people, as well as what's the next big thing that you think will be tackled by the library?
The reception's been very positive. We haven't had as much use as we've gotten in the past because students are still primarily doing their classes online. So there's not so much of a need to come in here. But we're seeing gradually every day more and more students coming into the building to study. So we're very happy about that and very thrilled to have them back in the building. There are parts of the building that aren't completed yet. The basement floor and the fifth floor are still being finished up, but those aren't heavily public spaces except for special collections, which is on the fifth floor, and that we hope to get opened up over the next several months. Another place that isn't open yet is the Sunderland Foundation Innovation Lab, and this is a great example of where the library is going. The Sunderland Lab is going to be a two-story, two-floor lab for things like makerspace, virtual reality, media production and development, those kinds of new technologies that students need to use, not just for their classes, but that they're going to use on the job when they get out into the workforce. So we are very excited about getting that space opened up, and that will be opened up by fall semester.
More with Dr. Getch after a quick break. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.